You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns Nation, we know there is absolutely no offseason for volunteering, and we're asking you, because we know you are the very best fans in the NFL, to make a wonderful difference, please, by volunteering 10 hours. 10 hours right here in your local Cleveland community or wherever you may be. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. To do that, visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Somewhere from the wilds of upstate New York, the one and only Notorious V.I.C.
Victor.
Welcome.
Happy birthday, brother.
Notorious. Yes. Yes.
I could not miss out on this opportunity. I know this show is all of our friends of show and others checking in with you, wishing you all the very best. And so forth, and I want to be on that list, my friend.
Oh, it's good to hear you from you, Notorious. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's great, and I hope you enjoyed yourself as well, my friend. And I know we're getting back at it. It's a little bit of a lean time of year, but I'm taking a little time off. But I know you and Michael, are keeping the fort steady and strong, and I'm looking forward to getting back and jumping in there with you guys very, very soon.
We can't wait to have you back. How are the Finger Lakes?
Finger Lakes were outstanding. I caught a couple of 3-inch fish. They were outstanding. They didn't even make it. I felt a sense of accomplishment, you know.
I always knew you went big or went home, Notorious.
That's right.
Go big.
I tried. That was as big as I could go. Here's the real laughable part. So we decided, we had all the family there, and we said, you know, it would be fun to just go on like a lake cruise. So I figured I'd go over to this boat rental place. I said, hey, you got like somebody who can take us out on one of these boats, one of these pontoon boats, and just check it out. The guy goes, no, you're going to take this out. If you're going to rent, you drive it. And I said, that's not really my thing. And they said, well, can you drive a car? Yeah. Okay. It's got everything except the brakes. So I handled it. You know, we made it. We survived. I got them on and off the lake safely.
I love it.
It was literally a 3-hour tour, so I was a little worried about the Gilligan's Island reference.
Nice reference.
That was very well done, Notorious. Oh, this is so good. I love it, man. I love it. So, Notorious, what are your plans for the 4th?
Well, you know what? We're going to have a nice we've got a very kind of special group of neighbors where everybody, there's like 5 or 6 neighbors that have been together and been friends for, my God, about 15 years now collectively, where you met through the kids and, you know, the typical thing. And we are going to be at one of their homes. One of them is going to host a nice blog. There will be about 50 or 60 people there. I know very few of these parties end before the sun comes up, so it could be a little bit of a long night.
I like
day.
It.
But we're going to get into that and, you know, and just enjoy ourselves a little bit. And like I said, I got to recharge the batteries, blow off a little steam, and then come back and get into it with Cleveland Browns Daily. And I, you know, and it's interesting because everybody's been asking me questions about, you know, how we see things stacking up. And I've spent a lot of time in the Western New York area, and they are freaking over the whole Kiko Alonso.
Yeah.
And wow, that has changed the complexion. I mean, I heard more people say, well, you know, the Bills are going to win 10, 11 games. I said, 10, 11 games? I know one game they're not going to win on November 30th, but I said,
that's right, baby.
How are they going to do this now without Alonso? They are all upset about that. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're very upset that we're going to have their number one pick as well.
That's right, and number 4 and fourth rounder, too. Yeah, that's the other one. I keep hammering them about that and the whole Sammy Watkins thing. I said, look, I think he's a great player, but I don't trade up for a wide receiver. And most of them agree. Most of them basically said, we love that we've got him, but we think that we gave the Browns too much. And I said, well, guess what? That's good for us, bad for you.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Always good to hear from Vic Carucci.
Yes. Phenomenal. Excited to get you back in town, brother, and get after this. Now, this big shindig you're going to, do you bring some of the famous, the notorious, as it were, Vic Carucci ribs to this affair?
Funny you should mention that. Yes, I am going to be working on those tomorrow, and then getting it all together, and then walking them over. And we're going to have one, two, three grills going.
Wow.
The back, and one of them will be mine on the rib grill. There's burger grills. There's all kinds of stuff that I think some of them are doing, like chicken and stuff. Because you got a lot of mouths to feed, so we've got to handle it methodically but efficiently. The bigger question is, you, my friend, your birthday Friday, 4th of July, born on the 4th of July. What are the plans for you and the Zagura family?
So my Pedro's coming in town. My dad Pedro's in town with his girlfriend Sue, and we're gonna on the 4th. I'm playing golf in the morning with my dad, the kid, and our good buddy Andy Sims, and then we're going to probably do some pool time, and then at night Alyssa is making her famous prime rib duo, the traditional prime rib, and then also a habanero barbecue prime rib, I will be eating a lot of that, drinking some good wine, hanging out, and then in what has become a birthday tradition, we go watch the fireworks with the kids, and then for whatever reason, we come home and continue the party, and I always watch Caddyshack on my birthday. I don't know why, but I always watch Caddyshack. Well,
nice. Why doesn't that surprise me?
I don't know. I love that movie, man. I love it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Reg, what do you got going on, bro?
4th of July got to be fireworks here in the west side of Cleveland, Vic. It's a staple, and, you know, get the grill going and just have a wonderful and think a little bit about the history of our country the celebration of just that.
And speaking of the history of our country, so yesterday, one of the things maybe it was Monday, after the Johnny Manziel selfie came out, where he was with the picture with Bieber and Money Mayweather, et cetera. We went through which two celebs we would take if you could take a selfie with any two celebs. And Reg went with the general Colin Powell, and he went with Cal Ripken.
I was real boring, Vic. Real boring. I admitted my boringness.
I had Larry David, and who did I end up going with along Larry David? So we had a lot of people kind of in second. Sophia Vergara, Joe Montana, I believe, was my original choice. But, Notorious, who would your two be?
Wow. Those are actually very good ones. You know, I would say that the two that I would like to the most, one would be Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Okay.
I'm a big Clint Eastwood guy. He'd be one. And then I would have to say the other one would obviously be my very close friend Jennifer Garner from the movie.
Yes. Did you ever did you get a shot with her?
I actually did. Yes, but not a selfie style. It was the professional, like I'm interviewing her and she's answering questions.
Oh no! You guys need a prom picture. You need a prom picture with Jennifer Garner.
That's what I wanted, the prom.
Yeah, you need the prom.
So the type of photo you're talking about, yes, haven't taken that yet. So that would be.
So that counts.
Since she very much, you know, knows me well, we're good friends. I'm only kidding, but she, you know, that would be something. Hopefully, that could actually happen.
All right, so maybe
you're running
Super
in
Bowl
good style
this year,
there,
maybe
Notorious.
Maybe down there. Where is it? Is it Phoenix this year for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl's in Arizona. Yes, it's in Arizona.
Maybe in Phoenix. There, maybe it'll happen. Maybe it'll happen. Radio Row. Who knows?
You never know.
Awesome stuff.
Awesome, guys. Listen, again, Nathan. You a very happy and enjoyable birthday. Have fun on Friday. Wish you many, many more. I'll say this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Cleveland Browns Daily is so much better since we got you aboard, and it's now having you as a partner. I can't believe I ever did this show without you, because it's just been a great experience, a lot of fun, and you make it so great. So we're fortunate, and I'm happy to say that we're going to be doing this for a long, long time.
That's
together.
Right. Yes, I'm very excited about that as well. And Notorious, I appreciate it. The feeling is mutual. A lot of love, and I'll give you one little treat. Go on your app when they upload this, and they have the Mrs. segment. He was sad that you weren't there, because he went on about a 15-minute roast of me that you will certainly enjoy.
All right, I will look forward to that. Awesome.
All right, great guys. Vic Carucci, Notorious V.I.C., will be back with us next week here on CBD. And I guess we'll take a break, and we'll do the Wednesday edition of the Friday Forecast with the Kid right after this. Nathan Zagura, Reg Eye, CBD. I'm the man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm the man. I'm